Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest this evening is an Emmy Award-winning actor you know from True Blood, The Good Wife, and The Good Fight. She's now starring in the new CBS show, Elsbeth.
Hi. I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm supposed to meet with... Ooh, that's a pretty scarf.
Thank you.
I'm meeting with Detective, Smullen. I called Captain Wagner's office, and they said he was here.
Is Smullen expecting you?
Oh, I don't think anyone's expecting me. No, I decided to come a day early to see New York. I'm Elsbeth Tassioni. I'm part of the, thingy thing. Consent decree. I'm the outside observer. The wrongful arrest lawsuit.
Right. This way.
Okay.
I think you should,
Oh my gosh, I didn't even remember I was wearing this.
Please welcome to The Late Show, Kerry Preston. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you for dressing up. I love the sparkles.
Listen, this is my baby's first late night.
This is your late night debut. Thank you for coming here. How's it feel so far?
It feels amazing. I'm glad it's you.
Oh, that's
because
nice.
We're both, you know, Southerners.
That's right. You're from Macon, Georgia?
I'm from Macon, Georgia.
Sure.
You grew
up in Charleston, South Carolina. Exactly, yeah.
And, you know, when you're a guest, you know, you don't show up empty-handed.
No.
You don't. You always bring something.
Yeah, a little something like that.
Something
like that, yeah.
So as you saw in that clip, my character, Elsbeth, carries these iconic tote bags wherever she goes.
Yes.
You don't ever know what's in them.
Okay.
So I've brought you a tote, but I'm going to tell you what's in them.
I should be giving you a gift. It's your first time in late night.
It's Southern Treats.
Do I get to keep the tote bag?
Yes.
Because that's kind of nice.
It's yours.
Southern Treats.
Southern Treats.
Okay. Okay. That's good. Stone ground white grits, or hominy as we call it in South Carolina. We have Bull City Barbecue sauce from Durham, North Carolina. I forgive you for that. well, cheddar cheese straws, of course. Can't go to a cocktail party without cheddar cheese straws. And
a dented can of boiled peanuts.
Thank you. This is very kind of you. Thank you very much. Does anybody here know what boiled peanuts are? Yes. A couple? Because people, if they're not from the South, people don't know what boiled peanuts
are. They're best hot.
They are best hot, but they're also best on a boat.
That's
with a
true.
Can of beer.
Oh, you're going for it.
It's literally
right.
Boiled peanuts. My friends asked me, what's the recipe for boiled peanuts? I said, boil peanuts. And a lot of salt.
Yeah, add salt
add
and then
salt.
More salt.
Okay, I'm going to have one of these while we're talking.
Okay,
if you don't mind.
Cool.
I'm not asking you to because you look too nice.
No, you do you.
But they're very good.
Boo.
I used to make these for my friends in Chicago, and they would say, oh, great, here comes Colbert with more of his damp food. Okay, you started playing Elsbeth 14 years ago.
Yes.
On The Good Wife.
I did.
That's a long time to play a character.
Yes. Mm.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Now, how has she grown? Because I played a character for 9.5 years on the Colbert Report.
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't know what else to do with this guy after 9.5 years. How have you grown and how has she grown as you played her?
Well, it was great. When I first got offered the role, they described her as a female Columbo. And
sure.
I didn't really watch a lot of Columbo, but I knew what they were talking about, which is this, you know, unconventional character who uses the fact that she's underestimated as her superpower. Mm-hmm. And so we did that in the first season or so of Good Wife. And then they brought me on later. And after a while, we just kind of hit our stride. And then I played the character about 20 times over The Good Fight and The Good Wife. Mm-hmm. And now I'm at the center of the show playing a character, playing the same character, but she's very much like a Columbo. So it started off that way, and now we've moved her from the legal world into the police, a police detective role. So she's like a Columbo. She comes to New York on a consent decree.
Which is what? Well,
it's basically she's the police. So she's there to kind of make sure that these high-profile crimes don't turn into lawsuits.
Okay.
But she walks onto her first crime scene, and she's like, what's that? Why is that there? Oh, I don't think this is a suicide. I love your tie. And then it turns out she's really good at it. And then we get to see all her how done it, not who done it.
Do you, you know, I imagine when people recognize you on the street or out someplace, do you get a sense of what they recognize you from? Do you know that they know you from, like, True Blood? Do you know if someone knows you as Elsbeth?
Yeah, I like to play this little game where I try to guess, you know? Mm-hmm. So they'll say, oh, I love you on that show. And I'll say, oh, I'm so glad that you loved True Blood, you know? Or I'll say, oh, I'm so glad you loved Good Wife. Sometimes I get it right. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's like swipe left. Nope, not that. Nope, not that. Nope, you end up going down your entire resume. But one time I was on a airplane, and there were these flight attendants, and I saw them talking, and I thought, oh, okay, here it comes. And they come over, and they say, excuse me, are you a flight attendant on Delta?
Yes. You know what? I play one on TV.
Yes.
Now, you are actually in one of my favorite things this whole last year. You are in The Holdovers with our friend Paul Giamatti.
Yeah.
Oscar-nominated film.
Yeah.
And just a beautiful, funny, heartbreaking film, kind of as we were saying backstage, a surprise breakout hit this year.
Right.
I love the film. It looked like a very wet, cold place to shoot. The location is horrible.
No, it was. But here's the thing. Like, Alexander Payne, who directed that, mm-hmm. he, by design, really created this film that was meant to evoke some kind of nostalgia. Mm-hmm. It's set in the 70s, right?
Yeah.
And so you want that snow, because we had a lot of snow then. And
remember snow?
Remember snow? Remember that?
Yeah.
But so every time it would snow, they would say, okay, let's go shoot the snow scenes.
You literally would wait?
They would wait to go shoot those scenes. Yeah.
Wow.
But working with Alexander, I mean, he treats supporting characters like mine with the same care and precision that he treats the leads, and I just feel so fortunate that I got to be a part of that one.
And Giamatti is a dream. Are you? So you have been a working actor for 30 years now.
Yeah.
But now this is the first time that a show is being built around you here, and here's your billboard in Times Square.
Still gives me chills.
Did you ever think about that?
You know what? I'm going to tell you, Stephen, you probably know this too. There's something very profound and very humbling that happens to you when a dream comes true. And this has happened for me. But let me tell you what I've really learned. I said to the crew when we finished shooting the pilot, I don't know if I'm going to ever be able to play this role again, because pilots, a lot of them don't get picked up, mm-hmm. right? I said to them, this is the dream. Coming together with a group of people who are talented with the common goal of making something special. And we did that. So that's the dream, and you're the dream. That's what I said to the crew. And I really believe that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
What you do with each other. Well, so lovely to meet you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
You can catch a sneak preview of Elsbeth tomorrow night at 10 p.m. and every Thursday starting April 4th on CBS. Carrie Preston, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts. Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show, Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.